Jaliscos. Shout out to Jalisco. Shout out to my vice president, Don Francisco. Shout out to Siete Mares. I love your mariscos. I'm Mitt Romney, straight from Michoacán. Me encanta los frijoles, me encanta el flan. I'm from Boston, represent a slang. My favorite Paul Rodriguez movie is A Million to One. I'm rich, bitch, I'm the Juan per se. I'm gonna be the first Latino president. I'm gonna open up the border, give you free healthcare. Can you see the Virgin of Guadalupe in my hair? My meat chick brings all the viejas to the yard. No me importa si no tienes seguridad for your car. Vote for me, you can redeem your tax return for phone cards.
The answer is self-deportation, which is people decide that they can do better by going home because they can't find work here.
All right, and I believe if everything's going well, we have Mexican Mitt on the line. Am I right about that? Mexican Mitt has arrived to the actually, he's on the phone. I was lying earlier. He couldn't make it into the studio. He's on.
I don't share studios with pobres.
Yeah, yo soy muy pobre. Yo soy el pobre más pobre aquí en Albuquerque, Nuevo México, yo creo. Man, so it's been a rough week for you.
Yeah, Mexican, you know, could have been better.
And what could have been better about it?
Well, I could have won.
You could
have
won.
That would have been nice.
But you didn't win, but you're still number one, right?
Yeah, I feel like number two.
Let me ask you, I want to get right into it because I got a lot of stuff to ask you about, and I think there's going to be some people out in Twitter land, in the Twitterverse, that we might be we might be hearing from them too. But, you know, one thing I got to ask you, the first question is, were you surprised when the Mexican... were you surprised when the president morphed into Barack Obama? It sounds like he was really able to turn out the 47% moocher and peasant vote.
Well, you know, he's a copión. He's a copycato. He just copied my shtick, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm Barack Obama. Oh, I'm a norteño from North Kenya.
You really, but that's not true, huh?
What? That he's a norteño from North Kenya? I think it's true. Donald Trump says. I believe everything Donald Trump says.
Have you talked to Donald Trump since the election?
No, I can't stand that bastard.
How about
he's chasing Carlos Rove around.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you. I got some questions about Carlos Rove a little bit later on. There's some rumors flying around about you guys. And we're going to get that in a second. Okay?
I am for gay marriage.
Yeah, for gay marriage. And, well, maybe at this point Carlos Rove is too. But, you know, I just heard that you had a $25,000 fireworks display lined up.
Yes, I had only the finest of illegal Mexican fireworks. You could blow up a narco tunnel with this stuff. But unfortunately, there was no cause for celebration. So
who'd you shoot?
I sold them back to the Mexican Navy.
All right, that's as good as anything. You're out to make money. I know that. So you said
that's why I cut all my. I cried tears of joy that night when I cut the credit cards of all my staffers and volunteers. At least I had some good feeling that night on election night.
Yeah, and what kind of tears did you cry? I mean, they were of joy.
They were pretty much añejo.
Pretty much añejo, okay. I was wondering about that, too. Man, I mean, that's pretty cold-blooded. I mean, there were people that had those credit cards and they couldn't even pay for their cab fare when they got back to their hotel.
You know what they say, taxis are for closers.
All right. So you told me last time we communicated, you were at a temporary home in Ohio.
And, I estaba bien in Ohio.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you meet a bunch of viejas in Ohio and decide to make your temporary home there permanent?
Well, you know, I that city Canton in Ohio. I got a house there. I've got a rancho everywhere. You know, rancho is Spanish for polygamous Mormon compound.
Yes.
And so I've got binder elevators in many of these ranchos all over. So, I just pop in with a couple of viejas and, it's a sister wife indoctrination night.
Yeah. So I take it you're not in Ohio anymore. Where are you at now?
No estoy en Ohio. Estoy bien en Ohio.
Estás bien en Ohio, pero ¿por dónde estarás ahora?
Okay. Well, I'm in an undisclosed vieja right now. actually, I'm not in Ohio. I'm moving back to my rancho in La Jolla. So I've been here playing with the car elevator. Put some new hydraulics on it, up and down, up and down. I got to do something to distract myself.
You know, they told us that during your busy campaign, many of your viejas got loose when you weren't watching. Have you put them back in their binders yet?
They got loose. You know, we have a very tight schedule for my viejas and my sub-viejas.
Yeah, I understood that.
So they can only get loose on schedule with me. So, I got some pretty big binders.
You got some pretty big binders.
Yeah.
All right. So I heard that, you know, during the evening,
I may not be able to run a campaign or a country, but I can manage my viejas, okay?
So, okay.
I don't know what you're implying there.
No. Just trying to get it straight. You know, just trying to get it straight. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm dispelling rumors that are out there, Mexican Mitt.
Yes.
So that's just things that came up. I'm really on your side here. You know, I want to help
you. There you are.
Even the Cubans are on my side.
Yeah, they voted 52% against you in Florida.
Yeah, well, Florida, that's why it's because it's a Cuban bath salt, I think. Cubans are a bunch of face eaters. That's what I'm trying to get at. No mames.
Way. All right.
I'm for way marriage.
You're for way marriage, yeah. We got that straight. All right. I heard that during the evening you were there with Carlos Rove, and he kept trying to take away your golden sombrero. What was up with that?
He pretty much took everybody's golden sombrero away.
But yours?
No, not mine. He cannot touch mine.
Yeah?
His hand's off of that.
What did you do?
Are you kidding? I don't put my money in this stuff.
What did you do to fend him off?
Pues,
he can get pretty aggressive, huh?
He's an aggressive little marshmallow of a man. That's right. I just threatened him with a big lighter. He runs back into the dark.
Yeah, you were
Humpty. It's un Humpty Dumpty, I say.
So, Pollo Ryan, you said that he couldn't even get the Munsters out in Wisconsin.
You know, the Munster vote is not very big, and he could not even get that. That is ridiculous. The Munsters are, contrary to popular belief, they are not like Mormons. There's only a few of them. So it would have been nice if, ¿cómo se llama? Franken Munster would have voted, or Elvira, one of them. Nadie.
So what if Pollo Ryan? You said you hadn't seen him in several weeks.
Have you seen him?
I was going to ask you if you have.
Well, I'm asking you. Wait.
Yeah, he hasn't called me.
Because I have not.
He hasn't called me up. I was expecting a phone call, and not even. I mean, you know, I think you treated him a little bit like excess baggage.
I wish, yes, like love. It's more like lost luggage. Porque ese güey se perdió. I don't know. Have no idea where he went. Last time I saw, he had walked in to a Pollo Loco and tried to wash the clean pan. I don't know where that way is. Pollo Ryan, if you're out there, call me, Wade.
Call 277-5615 so we can find out just what's up with you. So nobody knows where he's at. Nobody knows where he's been, where he went.
Check all the gyms.
Okay. You were pretty loaded. I guess you were too loaded.
I beg your pardon. Yes, I'm loaded. I'm very loaded.
No. That was past tense. You know, the time when you were crying those añejo tears, judging by the tweets that went out, okay, last Tuesday night, I think we suddenly saw a much more rambunctious and forthcoming Mexican Mitt than we'd ever seen,
you know,
before the election. And
don't tweet and drink.
Well, what had you been drinking?
You know, as a Mormon, I am not allowed to drink any carbonated or caffeinated drinks. So I had some non-carbonated diet tequila all night for 3 days.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be drinking that stuff.
Well, you know, I had to get Dagberto to drive me and Ann home.
But you did finally gave a concession speech, I believe it was Wednesday. Is that right?
Sure.
And what were your main points in conceding the election?
Well, first, you know, I was upset with Dagberto for not fixing the voting machines. Because they were voting the correct way, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah,
I blamed everyone, every Juan, Dick, and Harry, for not loving Mexican myth. Of course, we covered the Cubanos, and also, you know, just Obama. Suppress the vote. He was a vote suppressor by playing my quote in commercials. That's voter suppression.
And I think he might have suppressed a few voters with his Bronco.
Yeah, that's right. Like OJ. He thought he was OJ.
Here's a tweet that came in that somebody said that they heard that you put your plata on Nate Silver. And not on Carlos Rove, but
I wanted to plug him with some plata.
You wanted to plug him with some plata, Nate Silver.
Los nerdos.
Yeah, but Carlos Rove. I mean, he was your guy. I guess not anymore, huh?
No, he's not my guy. He's not my banker. I wouldn't slap him with your wallet. That's right. Yes, little weasel.
Okay, you know, when you were tweeting away Tuesday night, you mentioned Dagberto, and you told him, "I thought you fixed the voting machines, pendejo." That's, you know, that's your son, right? That's one of your sons. I think he's Dagberto is one of your favorite sons, isn't he?
Yes, I have many sons, Tarugo, Tarado, Torpe, Tito Jackson. también el más pequeño se llama.
Why? Why did you give him such a name?
We ran out of T names. We went to the end of the dictionary.
So it sounded like, though, you got pretty mad at Dagberto. You did. So I take it you didn't shoot one of those fireworks at him.
No, we needed a designated driver.
Ah, so he ended up being your designated driver.
Yes.
Well, that's generous.
And then when we got home, I strapped him to the roof.
Like the dog, right?
See,
like that dog.
I would have treated a chivo like the way I treat a dog.
Yeah, well, what do you think you could have done to make your campaign more effective?
I don't know. Being more Mexican, that didn't work.
Mm.
The Latino voters came out, and they didn't go back in. Also, the viejas vote. So, you know, once you become one of my viejas, that's it. It's over. It's mandatory. I got to vote for Mexican Mitt. I just didn't. Didn't have enough time. So many viejas, so little time. That's what they're going to write as the obituary of this campaign.
Right. Well, I was expecting.
Also, I was full of crap.
I was expecting you to give a little, you know, economic enticement, let's say, to the voters.
Well,
you know, something along the lines of Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico with his Soriana, you know, department store cards, debit cards.
The way
or something
I
like
had
that.
some coupons for the 99 cent store. Also, some scratch off phone cards. And some free memberships to Gold's Gym.
But no taco truck. Freebies or.
You know. Come on, I'm not crazy rich like that.
The 99-cent store. Got to hit it. So
hey, I know where these Indios live. You know.
All right.
I don't know why New Mexico didn't vote for me.
Well, I don't think you spent any time here, Mexican Mitt. The other thing.
Susana.
Yeah, that's. I was just gonna say. I think you know. I heard about you that you had Susana down at your rancho, in Chihuahua, and she left in a fit. So what was that all about? I mean, you know, was she not being very communicative during the campaign?
Well, she didn't like her place in line, let's just say.
She
wasn't. Yeah. Very demanding vieja.
Yeah, so in other words, she got limited exposure when she was down there.
Yes, that's right. Not enough.
Not enough. And so, you know, I...
Her husband, Chano, was there.
Yeah.
That was not a turn-on.
Well, he just got hired as a security cop up in Santa Fe.
Really, at the 99 cent store.
That's right. She got him a job. And it was a very Mexican Mittish type thing to do, I think. You know,
I take care of my own, my viejas and my sub-viejas, and even my stupid son. Stupid son.
All right. Hey, here's an idea. Mexican Mitt phone cards.
Hey, that sounds good.
But what do we do with them?
I don't know. I'm not running for anything anymore.
Yeah, so you're not going to run again for anything? You don't have any desire to do that? I mean, you kind of opened up things. I mean, today Sean Hannity on Fox was talking about, you know, the need to, he wasn't even talking self-deportation. I mean, do you think that self-deportation line, by the way, got you into trouble?
Híjole, I should have never listened to Daniel Deportado. That's the way was my consultant.
Yeah, and...
Why don't Latinos like to hear that they should get the hell out of the country? I don't understand.
Susana Martinez, being a very demanding vieja, has made it out into the Twitterverse. So, just so you know that.
I hope
you don't get in trouble.
Demanding vieja.
These are the media talking. But yeah, I was saying that today that Sean Hannity was talking about changing the deck a little bit.
Everybody's Mexican Mitt now.
Check it out. Yeah. I think, you know, you might have given a few ideas to your Republican brethren.
Yeah. But, look at Sean Hannity's hair. He's got a pachuco pompadour.
And also what happened today was George Bush, or rather Jeb Bush's son.
George P. Bush. George Pendejo Bush.
George Pendejo Bush. He filed in Texas to be able to run for office in the future. So be on.
Yeah, that's a real high bar to file in Texas, I hear.
You need
to have a pulse.
But I think if you are interested either in financing a campaign or being a top advisor to a campaign, there might be quite a possibility with that one.
As long as I don't have to show my taxes, it's all good, eh?
So what else you got going on? We don't want to keep you too much longer, Mexican Mitt. And I got to tell you, we so much appreciate you.
I know that you appreciate me.
We're here in the middle of the desert in El Campo, really, here in Nuevo Mexico, and especially given the fact that you never stopped here during your campaign for you to give this kind of time on
KWNS. Some bikers are after me in Española. So I'm not going through there.
Yeah, you spent too much time in Saints and Sinners, I bet.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. You know, Saints and Sinners, it's a bar up there. I don't think you want to hang out there too long.
No way.
Because I don't think they'd like you. I don't know. If you went in there, if you put on a disguise, a different kind of disguise, I think that maybe you'd be accepted up there.
Sure, I will wear my silver mariachi outfit.
All right, there you go. There you go. I will become a mariachi.
Is it a gay bar? What?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. But so, you know, I don't want to keep you much longer, but I got to ask you, what's next on the plate for you? What are your plans?
Well, that's why I'm still looking over my options, because really I do not want to stay home with Ann till I die. So I'm looking at, I don't know, maybe managing the Chinese Olympics.
The Chinese Olympics. Why the Chinese Olympics? Tell us.
Well, you know, so I can go keep an eye on all my slaves over there. Who knows, I may recruit for the GOP now that everyone's on the Mexican tip. ¿Quién sabe?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying there's a lot of possibilities there. All right. Well, you know, we don't want to remind you of your lost campaign, but there were some moments that were particularly honorable, let's say, and
yes,
we're gonna get to one of those moments with you and Pollo Romney, and
you got it.
Drinking some non-carbonated tequila.
Ah-hoo-ah.
And Mexican Mitt, we're gonna let you go, but stop in and see us next time you come in here, even if it's in disguise.
I will wait.
Hey.
Saludos to all you bitches bolillos up
there. All right, Mexican Mitt, thanks for being with us here on Raices. And
I am the 1%. Ahua!
Come have a drink of non-carbonated tequila, cabrón.
Yes, sir.